Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom. That was a heck of a game yesterday. The Chiefs beat the Detroit Lions 34-30. I want to talk about some things from that game, hit on the next-gen stats and some of the regular stats from that game. And then I want to talk about the first quarter of the season and the stats, how they project out for the rest of the season and how it compares to last season, because there are some things that really stand out to me in those trends so far this season, especially on defense. The Lions really did their best Patriots impersonation yesterday. They doubled Kelce quite a bit, jammed him right off the line of scrimmage, especially in the second half when they knew the Chiefs were going to pass. And then used a lot of man on the other receivers. And they just weren't able to get open against the Lions secondary, and that was without the Lions having their top corner, Darius Slay. And then by using man on the receivers, they had an extra guy to bring pressure on Patrick Mahomes, and they just brought it from different places, and it worked. I was kind of surprised at how well the man coverage worked against the Chiefs receivers, but I probably shouldn't be. Tyreek Hill, he is an extremely valuable part of this team, and you could definitely see why in this game. I mentioned back after the Jaguars game that DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, neither one are really the best route runners, especially in, from the line of scrimmage to 15 yards down the field or so. They need more space to get open, and with the pressure that the Mahomes had on them yesterday, they just weren't able to consistently get open. They weren't on the same page with them, and it showed in this game. And I was also a little bit surprised that Sammy Watkins just didn't show up more in this game. I thought he would. I thought this would be a bigger game for him, but he did have 6 targets, so it's not like he was completely gone. But he definitely did not have a big game. And this is why we need Tyreek Hill, because he is a fabulous route runner. Him and Patrick Mahomes are always on the same page. And in a game like this, it's nice to have that. Mahomes found a way to win anyway. He still threw for over 300 yards, even though he had no touchdowns. It wasn't the prettiest game, but man, he got it done, and I am proud of this team for finding a way to win this game. And on defense, it was kind of the same thing. The Chiefs had a lot of turnovers, and the defense did what they had to get the win. Now, going to just the base stats, both teams had 29 first downs in this game. Excuse me. The Chiefs rushed 25 times for 123 yards, but they did get all 3 of their touchdowns on the ground. Detroit rushed 35 times for 186 yards. The Chiefs passed 42 times, completed 24 of those for 315 yards. So not the greatest percentage for Mahomes, but like I say, he got it done. Stafford was 21 of 34 for 291 yards, but he had all 3 of their touchdowns passing. So really, the Chiefs got their 3 touchdowns rushing. Detroit got their 3 touchdowns passing. Mahomes was not sacked in that game, even though he was pressured a lot. Stafford was sacked 4 times, and he lost 30 yards. So the Chiefs had 315 net passing yards to just 261 for Detroit, because those 30 yards he lost on sacks were taken out of that. And when I get to the season-long stats, that's important to remember on the net passing yards, that sack yardage is taken out of that on Pro Football Reference, which is where I get my stats. So total yards, the Chiefs had 438 total yards, and Detroit had 447. The Chiefs lost 4 fumbles yesterday. They had 4 fumbles yesterday. They lost 3 of them, so 3 turnovers. Detroit had 2 fumbles, lost both of those. So the Chiefs had 3 turnovers. The Lions had 2. It's kind of a sloppy game. You could tell Detroit was balling up their fist and punching at that football, and that really worked for them. That's something that the Kansas City receivers are going to have to work on. Definitely. They're a little lax with the football. Sammy Watkins definitely is. You know, for being a go-to guy, he's got to make sure he covers that ball up. The Chiefs had 7 penalties for 51 yards. Detroit had 8 for 48. Chiefs completed 4 of 9 on third down. Detroit 5 of 13. And Detroit controlled the time of possession by about 8 minutes. So you don't really like to see that, but that's what 35 rushing attempts for 186 yards will do for you. That makes it even more amazing that the Chiefs won this game. And Mahomes' longest pass on the day was 33 yards, which is kind of rare. He had 6 rushes for 54 yards. He had a 25-yard run in that. LeSean McCoy had 11 rushing attempts for 56 yards, 1 touchdown. Darrell Williams had 8 attempts for 13 yards, but he got 2 touchdowns. McCoy had a 39-yard run in that. So if you take out that 39-yard run, he just had 17 yards on 10 attempts. So not really that great without that 39-yard run. As far as targets go, McCoy had 4 targets, caught 2 of those for 33 yards. Darrell Williams had 4 targets. He caught 3 of those for 43. But he did have the 1 fumble. Kelce was the most targeted receiver, or actually, second most targeted receiver, my bad. He had 8 targets for 7 receptions, 85 yards. DeMarcus Robinson was actually targeted 9 times, but he only caught 4 of those for 35 yards. And then next was Watkins with 6 targets. He caught 3 of those for 54 yards. He also fumbled. Deion Yelder, of course, had, I think, the 2 first catches of the game for 43 yards. He wasn't in the game really much after that first series, so I'm guessing that was just scripted out, planned out, and then he wasn't really a part of the plan after that. Of course, Byron Pringle had the big catch at the end of the game. And then Mecole Hardman had 5 targets. He got 2 of those for 9 yards, and he fumbled. So Darrell Williams, Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman all fumbled and all lost their fumble. That's tough. Like I say, it's amazing the Chiefs won this game as sloppy as they played. But a big part of that was the Lions' defense. Let's see, rushing, Stafford had 2 rushes for 18 yards. Kerryon Johnson had 26 attempts for 125 yards, but his long was just 14 yards. J.D. McKissic had 4 attempts for 30 yards, and Ty Johnson had 3 for 13. Leading their team in targets was Kenny Galladay with 9 targets. He caught 5 of those for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. Next after him was Marvin Jones, who was targeted 5 times, caught 3 of those for 77. He led the team in receiving yards. And then TJ Hawkinson, before he got concussed trying to jump over the Chiefs linebackers, he caught 3 of 3 for 27 yards and a touchdown. And really all of Detroit's tight ends did well in this game. Now as far as on defense, Derek Nnadi, Tyrann Mathieu, Chris Jones, and Alex Okafor all had sacks. And then Derek Nnadi led the team with 8 tackles. And then along with him, 8 tackles, was Kendall Fuller and Damian Wilson, who both also had 8. Chris Jones had the fumble recovery, and so did Bashaud Breeland. He had the 100-yard fumble recovery. Was pretty awesome. We thought the play was over. He didn't give up on it, and he got the touchdown for the Chiefs. Nnadi and Xavier Williams are both credited with forced fumbles in this game. On the Detroit Lions side, Tracy Walker had 12 tackles. Tavon Wilson had 10. So those two guys led the team by a huge amount. Justin Coleman forced a fumble. Trey Flowers forced a fumble, and then Jamal Agnew and Jalen Reeves-Maben both forced fumbles. Of course, Mecole Hardman's fumble, or Mecole Hardman's fumble, was on a kickoff return. I remember because I was at my parents', for my dad's birthday. We had the game on, but it was on mute, and you could see that play coming. He wasn't protecting the ball. There was a guy coming from behind him. Gosh, I was yelling before he even got hit. Butker did miss a field goal. He was 2 of 3. I'd like to see him make all those, especially in a dome. And then as far as the snap counts go, of course, all of the offensive linemen played 100% along with Patrick Mahomes. Sammy Watkins played 99% of the snaps. Kelce, 97%. DeMarcus Robinson, 91%. So those guys were out there a ton. After that, Mecole Hardman played 63% of the snaps. Darrell Williams, 51%. LeSean McCoy, 46%. And then Blake Bell played 34% of the snaps. After that, there's a big drop-off. Nobody else played more than 10% of the snaps. Now, on defense, of course, the Chiefs got a lot of guys involved. Juan Thornhill played 84% of the snaps. Chris Jones, 83%. Anthony Hitchens, 83%. Frank Clark, 83%. I'm not exactly sure why this happens, but on Pro Football Reference, sometimes they don't have everybody listed. But I do know that Tyrann Mathieu, Ward, and Breland all played 100% of the snaps, even though they are not listed on here right now. Damian Wilson played 78% of the snaps. Of course, he was checked for a concussion, but he turned out to be all right. Fuller played 69% of the snaps. Naughty and Ogba, 52%. Xavier Williams, 49%. And then Okafor, 40. Passanio, 38. Darren Lee, 34. Sorensen, 29%. And Neiman, 17%. So that is a lot of guys involved in this defense. And I like that. I'm hoping using that many guys will keep this defense fresh and help them out in the long run. As far as the next gen stats go, Patrick Mahomes' longest completed air distance was 29.6 yards, which is very low for him. That's really the only stat there that jumps out. As far as the passing charts, Mahomes was 0 of 9 on passes more than 20 yards down the field. That was just the way the Lions played defense, and nobody was getting open. Behind the line of scrimmage, he was 5 of 5, but they limited that to 20 total yards, so they did a really good job of not letting the Chiefs get those easy yards. So Mahomes really had to make his hay between the line of scrimmage and 20 yards down the field, where he completed 19 passes, and he picked up almost all of his yardage. As far as Stafford goes, his passing chart, he was 3 of 6 on passes 20 yards or more past the line of scrimmage. So that's, 50%. That's decent. That's a little bit better than the average. And then, the rest of his passing chart really looks pretty normal. Everything's spread out pretty well. With the running backs, Kerryon Johnson ran the ball well to every area of the field, even to Frank Clark's side this time. They didn't attack the Chiefs in one specific spot, and Johnson kept having those cutback lanes open. LeSean McCoy, in this game, he had almost all of his success running to Cam Irving's side, and a lot of that was because his big 39-yard run was to that side. Outside of that, like I say, they really didn't get anything generated in the run game. And as far as receivers go, it's really funny because Yeldon really skews the stat for how open the Chiefs receivers were, because he, on his two catches, didn't have anybody within 8 yards of him on either catch. He was that wide open in the middle of the field. I think the Chiefs probably should have went back to that a few more times. Watkins, they had really good coverage on him. He did not have anywhere close to league average separation, and neither did Robinson. on the pass attempts to him. And then Hardman and Kelsey had a little bit better than league average separation on their catches. What's crazy is the Chiefs corners really did a good job on Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay, even though they gave up 140 yards to them. But they had nowhere near league average separation. Jones had 1.2 yards of separation on his catches, and Galladay 1.32 yards. So basically those guys were, the Chiefs corners were there. They just weren't able to make plays on the ball. And then the tight ends for the Lions were wide open. Logan Thomas was barely had anybody within 5 yards of him on his catches. Hawkinson was about the same. Tight ends are going to be a struggle for this Chiefs defense, especially when there's the threat of the running game like the Lions had, because the Chiefs tend to leave their big linebackers in those situations, and they just aren't as good in coverage. That's the truth of it. The defensive pass rush, Emmanuel Ogba, again, was about a yard better than league average getting to the quarterback. Chris Jones was a little bit better than average. And Frank Clark was right around average, and Xavier Williams was a little below average. But those were the top four guys. Ogba seems to really be excelling in his role, playing about 40% of the snaps, especially in the second half, where they seem to be a little more likely to use him. On the Lions side, they had, you know, four players right around average. Allen Robinson was the one guy that was better than average. He was one of their interior defensive linemen, and he was, you know, putting a ton of pressure on Mahomes. Flowers, he was just about league average, so they did a good job on him. As a whole, I'm glad the Chiefs got this win. I just think that, you know, we need to get Tyreek Hill back, and, you know, Robinson and Mecole Hardman and even Sammy Watkins. This is the type of game that can really show them what they need to work on going forward and what it's going to take to win come playoff time, because there is no guarantee that the Chiefs will have home field advantage against the Patriots this year. The Patriots have such an easier schedule than the Chiefs. They really do. Of course, the Patriots had a really tough time with the Bills yesterday. That Bills defense gives them fits. And if it wasn't for Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback, they probably would have had a better shot to win that game. But Allen, he just really, really struggled in that game, turned the ball over a lot early. So now I'm going to get to some of the quarter season stats, which, like I say, you know, kind of surprised me a little bit. As far as the offense goes, these are the stats spread out over a full season. So the Chiefs are on pace for 540 points this season. That's 25 less than last year, but it's still a fantastic season. Chiefs scored 565 in 2018. 540 is the pace so far this year, which is still elite. That is perfectly fine, especially when you look at the defensive points allowed. The Chiefs are averaging 7.4 yards per play this season. Last year, they averaged 6.8 yards per play. And honestly, last year at this time, they were averaging about the same yards per play. As the weather kind of changes somewhat, that yards per play tends to go down just a little bit. But the Chiefs, if they're able to keep the 7.4 yards per play, would shatter any record ever. Because around 7 yards per play would be the best ever. So they're definitely ahead of that. The Chiefs are on pace for 416 first downs this season, and they only had 384 last year. So even with all the big plays the Chiefs have had, they are still moving the ball down the field and picking up first downs at a very good rate. This season, they're on pace for 424 passing completions. Last year, they only had 385. So Mahomes is on pace for 39 more completions than last year. And a lot of that just comes to the fact that the Chiefs are passing more this year. The Chiefs are on pace to attempt 628 passes this year to 583 last year. So that's about 2.5 more per game this season. And the Chiefs are on pace for just under 6,000 passing yards through a 16-game schedule this season. It's 5,968 is what they're on pace for. Last year, they had 4,955. And this is where I want you to remember that the sack yardage is taken out of these numbers. So that's why last year they had a little bit less than 5,000. Now they're on pace for 40 passing touchdowns this year. Of course, they had 50 last year. They're on pace for zero interceptions this year. Last year they had 12. Of course, Mahomes won't stay at zero interceptions for the entire season. It just won't happen. But I don't think he's going to throw a bunch of them this season, which surprises me because I had him coming in at around 15 interceptions this season, and he just protects that football. And he's averaging 9.3 yards per attempt this season. He averaged 8.1 yards per attempt last year. That is just amazing. He's almost averaging a first down per pass. Attempt. And then last year we had 239 first downs passing. This year we've got 244 first downs passing. So very similar. Rushing wise, the Chiefs are on pace to attempt 392 rushes this season. Last year they had 387, so that is very similar. They're on pace for 1,628 rushing yards this season. Last year they had 1,855 yards, so that is a pretty big difference. Last year they averaged 4.8 yards per rush. This year they're averaging 4.2. A lot of that is Eric Fisher being out. And they really haven't committed a ton to the running game. But I'd like to see that pick up a little bit, because otherwise the rushing efficiency stats are very good. Last year the Chiefs had 16 rushing touchdowns. This year they're on pace for 20. Last year they had 108 rushing first downs. This year they're on pace for 112. So, the rushing efficiency is there with touchdowns and first downs. They just need to get that average per up a little bit. Now, last year, the Chiefs committed 137 penalties. This year, they're on pace for just 104. So they've cleaned some stuff up. Even though the yardage is similar, last year they had 1,152 yards in penalties. This year, they're still on pace for 1,004. And then the Chiefs averaged 3.12 points per drive last season. This year they're averaging 3.15 points per drive, which really shows you that the Chiefs are really scoring at almost exactly the same pace as they were last year. Now this is where it gets a little interesting. So far this year, they've completed 52.4% of their third downs. Last year, they converted 47.2. So they've been about 5% better on third down, which is good. You want to see that. But the downturn has been inside the red zone. So far this year, they've got touchdowns on 52.9% of their red zone attempts. And last year they were just under 72%, so about a 20% downtick in the red zone. Some of that's the rushing efficiency. A lot of that is having Tyreek Hill gone, because teams can just focus more on Kelce inside the 20. The field gets shorter, and I mentioned earlier that Mecole Hardman and DeMarcus Robinson aren't great at getting open quickly. And they don't either one have full route trees. So you're seeing that. Tyreek Hill, his elite quickness and his route running gets him open in those areas. And same way with Kelce when they're not able to double cover him as much. This is something the Chiefs really need to get turned around. But I think it will get turned around when Hill gets back. And I think it's probably likely that Hill is back in a couple weeks. Hopefully. I was hoping he would be back for this Colts game, but it already sounds like that's not going to happen. Mentioning this Colts game real quick, I am going to be there with my wife and my daughter. She just turned 13 a couple months ago. This is her first Chiefs game, and I am really excited to be able to take her to it. My wife and my daughter are the joy of my life, and It's going to be fun to see them light up at this game. Getting back to the defense, and this is where I found things a little bit more interesting, because, you know, I really believe the Chiefs offense will start clicking more in the red zone, and that's really the only problem they've really had so far this year, and I think that's can be straight attributed to Eric Fisher and Tyreek Hill being out. But the defense, it has on pace to allow 376 points this season. Now, last year's defense allowed 421. So that seems like a really good improvement. You know, a 45-point improvement. But then it gets kind of strange because the Chiefs are allowing 6.3 yards per play this season. Last year, they only averaged 5.9 yards per play. So this Chiefs team is on pace to give up more yardage this season. Now, even with that, the Chiefs gave up 419 first downs last year, which was by far a record. This year, they're only on pace to give up 380 first downs. So that seems just really strange to me that they're giving up more yards per play, but they're giving up less first downs. Which I think the only real way you can explain that is that the Chiefs are giving up, more yardage on the ground, which we will see in a minute. We're going to get to the passing stats first. This season, the defense is on pace to allow 372 passing completions. Last year, they gave up 406. So that is a really good improvement. 34 less completions, that would be great. And they're on pace to give up 4,140 passing yards. Last year, they gave up 4,374. This defense is on pace to give up 28 touchdowns. Last year, they gave up 30. They're on pace for 12 interceptions this year. Last year, they got 15. So, you know, the interceptions through four games, that's a stat that can easily change. I could definitely see this year's team getting more picks than last year's team. And then this year, they're giving up 6.5 yards per attempt. Last year, they gave up 6.4. So basically, they're giving up the same amount of yardage. It's just that teams have rushed the ball more against them this season. So, you know, it seems like the Chiefs are better against the pass. But honestly, the yards per attempt is about the same as last year. It just means that teams haven't attempted as many passes against the Chiefs this year. Not that they're necessarily any better against the pass so far. Now, they're only on pace to give up 224 first downs by pass this year. Last year, they gave up 247. But once again, that goes back to the fact that right now teams are content rushing the ball more against the Chiefs than passing. And here's why. Last year, the Chiefs had 425 rushing attempts against them. This year, they're on pace for 408. So similar numbers there. Last year, they gave up 2,114 yards rushing. This year, they're on pace to give up right around 2,400 yards rushing. Chiefs have just been terrible stopping the run so far this year. Last year, they gave up 19 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns. This year, they're on pace for 16, so a little bit better. But last year, they gave up 5 yards per rush. This year, they're giving up 5.9 yards per rush. They gave up 129 first downs last year by rush. This year, they're on pace for 124. Now, I do honestly believe that you're better off to give up, you know, rushing plays than passing plays. But, you know, teams are getting 6.5 yards per passing attempt and 5.9 yards per rush. So that's very similar. You know, the best teams usually do give up more rushing yards in regular season because they've got a lead, and they aren't worried when the other team is rushing the ball. But 5.9 yards per rush is just absolutely ridiculous, and it has to get fixed. It has to get lowered somewhat. Or, you know, the thing about teams like the Patriots and Rams, even though they gave up that many rushing yards, you know, last season, they were right up there with the Chiefs on yards per rushing attempt. In the playoffs, they were able to flip a switch and stop the run. And I'm not so sure that this team has that capability, or at least I won't be sure about that until I'm able to see it. Now, last year the Chiefs had 107 penalties on defense. This year they've got 128. So they committed a lot of penalties this year. Last year they had 881 yards on penalties. This year, 924. So the yardage is about the same. And then the defense this season is giving up 2.33 points per drive. Last year's gave up 2.35 points per drive. So basically, it's exactly the same as last year. That points per drive is really the one stat, I think, that can show you how good you really are compared to other seasons. And it's almost identical. Now, I know it's just through four games. This is a new defense. And hopefully they're going to come together. But I said the exact same thing last year all season. And the defense did seem to come together the last 3 weeks or so before they played the Patriots. But the Patriots still eviscerated them. So I am still really starting to worry about this defense a little bit once I see these numbers. There is a little bit of hope. And you can see where the Chiefs defense has improved with these numbers. As far as third downs, the Chiefs are only allowing 42% of them this season. They allowed 41.5% last year. They weren't bad on third down last year, honestly, mostly because of the pass rushers. But that stayed about the same this year. Last year, they gave up 72.4% touchdown rate in the red zone. This year, they're 52.9. So they've improved about 20% this year in forcing field goals in the red zone, which is really important. That's why they're giving up less points than they did last year, is that they have been better in the red zone. But one thing I would like to point out is the Chiefs have played the Jaguars, and they've played Oakland, and they've played Detroit, and they've played Baltimore. Now, Baltimore is really the only real serious offense out of that bunch. Detroit's pretty good. The other two teams aren't that great. So it worries me that there are better offensive teams down the road, and they're going to be tested, this defense tested a lot more in the coming weeks. Now, the Colts this week, they aren't explosive on offense. Our defense should do well. But the next week, the Texans, they've been on and off struggling. There have been teams that have shut them down. But of course, they've got the weapons to do well. So it'll be interesting if we can shut them down like some other teams have, or if it's going to be another shootout. One thing we do know about the Patriots is that they can win a shootout. They can score points with you. So really what it will come down to at the end of this season is, can you stop them a couple of times during the game? And with, the Ravens or the Browns, teams like that, a Mayfield or a Lamar Jackson, because they're young and our defense is aggressive, you've got a pretty good chance. Against a Tom Brady, you've got to be really sound, play really smart defense, and get some breaks. I'm worried right now, more worried than I've been in a while. But I think this defense still has a chance to come together to figure some things out. Like I say, I really like that they're willing to play a lot of different defenders and to try to keep guys fresh, because I think that's very important. And of course, Maurice Claiborne will be available this next week to play. I'm not sure that he'll play a lot in his first week back, but it will be nice to have a guy, whether he takes Ward's spot as a starting corner or if he's just a guy that can go in for a few snaps a game and keep those guys fresh, because those guys are, the outside corners, Ward and Breland, are playing 100% of the snaps every game. And of course, our defense is having trouble getting off the field, so they're playing way too many snaps, and you don't want your corners to be tired at the end of the game. And that's basically what is happening. I hope you guys have a great week, and go Chiefs. I know that I am really lame and that the podcast is never over when I actually say that it is over. But I want to end every podcast this season just by saying that The Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.